Welcome to Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. My name is Christian Warren. Alongside me is the ghost of Sarah Wells.
May she rest in peace.
Jane Fawcett and my best buddy, Kevin Tinkin.
Yeah?
Great.
Yeah.
Just the third wheel over here.
I want to be the best. I'm glad that you just call me your best buddy. I feel so good.
Well, if you
right
would
now
call me back and actually invite me over to your house every once in a while, you know.
Yeah. I've been really busy with not having a job. So, you know, it's been hard.
Yeah. What's going on, Kevin? No job right now. Hey, this is a great forum to vent your problems.
No, we're not venting.
I'm retired.
Oh, you're retired from the cell phone business, huh?
I retired from the cell phone business, and now I'm planning my future life.
Seeing what's next.
Yeah, yeah.
Comedy still out there though?
Absolutely. Yeah, I did a clean comedy show for a charismatic African American church group.
And that went well?
It went well. I felt good. I mean, it's just there's certain crowds that you like kind of get ambushed with a comedy show.
Sure.
And so I went up and did some time. The guy that booked the show, like they didn't know I was coming. They didn't know Johnny White Guy was going to be on the block.
Ah.
And
is that what your stage name is?
Yeah, Johnny White Guy. but it was a trip. It was awesome. Like they had all this food and it was amazing. Really good people. But the guy that booked it is not a clean comedian in any way, shape or form, like at all. Like the last guy that I would expect.
It was actually Satan himself that was
No. He's a good guy, just not a clean guy.
Gotcha.
And he's kind of, you know, I always call him, I was telling him, you're super gangster, but the most gangster thing you could have ever done is say that you had 30 minutes of clean comedy. There's no way. And he's like, can you come and just do some time? Because I think I might got 10 or 15. I was like, all right, absolutely. So
well, that's good. I'm glad you got another gig and keep the gigs flowing, dude.
You
got
to keep the gigs a-flowing.
That's right. Well, we got a good Spoutcast for you guys today. We are going to talk on Jared and PJ's.
What's going on with you, Jane?
Geez, glad you asked.
Well, Kevin hasn't been here in a while.
Neither
you know?
Have I.
Hi, hi, hi. Sorry we took the last week off. I was gone at camp. I'm sorry,
and then
Jane.
I was gone the week before that, and then you were gone the week before that, so.
What's new, Jane?
Just living it up.
Just living it up over there, Jane.
Man, I am full of clean comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Off the mic, though, Jane's full of.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you were almost during the intro.
She's got a mouth like a sailor.
Well, Sarah, as you've noticed, is not here.
True. You had to say it. You had to say that it wasn't true. I love it.
Jane, you're a very clean person.
Yeah, I am a clean person.
As far as
I'm so pure of heart.
That's right.
Don't catch her in the club.
As we've all noticed, Sarah is not here. It's a sad day for us. She has officially moved to Riverside.
Yeah.
She had a going away party and
did you make it?
I was not there. I was up
obviously
at camp.
Kevin forgot.
I forgot about it.
Yeah.
I was up at a camp with our junior high students, which is why we did not have a show last week. But we are back now and we have a great sermon to talk about when Jesus says, I am the door. I know that PJ gave the message at North, Jared over at Clovis in midweek, and then a guy named Corey Seibels, who's a teacher at FPU, gave the sermon over at Fig. I got the chance to hear PJ and Jared's sermon, so different, but same concept a little bit. We'll talk about that, as well as we're going to bring Parker Overturf in here, and Parker's going to be talking a little bit about the new 5th and 6th grade ministry here at The Well, which I'm very excited about. And I'm also excited about this. Jane mentioned off air, she's like, hey, now that Sarah's gone, who's going to pick music? Because it certainly can't be you. And because my musical taste is not of
it
the
group. It sucks.
Okay. It doesn't suck. It's just not.
It's pretty terrible.
Not everybody prefers my musical taste.
It's like the worst taste I've ever heard of.
But this past week, we were at camp with our junior high kids, and the speaker for the week, his name's Josh Fox. He's a one of the pastors at Vintage Faith Church, which is in Santa Cruz. And he leads worship at that church. And he was giving away a CD to some of the kids. And I snagged one and I wanted to play some songs off of that. It's super good. So he's like probably not so much now per se, but he was a popular worship artist like probably 5 years ago. Is that bad to say? Hopefully Josh doesn't listen, but he was on some of those what are those CDs called? Like collection of worship songs.
Now,
now
wow.
worship.
Oh wow, wow that's worship. What I call Christian music. 2007,
something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he's a guy from Santa Cruz who's really talented. So we're gonna play
Christian's music taste.
I got a 12. It's disc like 10 CD years. Changer.
Oh, you guys don't like
10
it.
10 years behind all, the times.
All loaded up.
If you guys don't like it, this is a new CD. This is a brand new CD as of May. So
from a guy who was hot like 10 years ago.
Well, he had this Kickstarter campaign that kind of got.
The Lords hasn't been around for like 200.
Okay, forget
years.
It, guys. Forget it, guys. If you don't like the music, then that's fine.
Email Christian at thewellcommunity.org.
Did you guys know that Jesus was on Twitter?
The real Jesus?
Yeah, because he'd always be like, drop your nets and follow me. And then Matthew'd be like, do you follow back?
Oh my gosh.
I don't get it.
You follow people on Twitter?
Drop your nets.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus says. He says, drop your nets like and follow me. And then Matthew is saying, follow me back like on Twitter.
Hey, do you follow back? Are you on team follow back?
I'll follow you if you follow.
The jokes are the best when you got to explain them to Jamie. Twitter is on the internet and it's a community of peace.
All right, well, stay tuned for some sermon discussion.
Yes.
And enjoy some Josh Fox.
Blessed be the King of Kings. Our hearts will sing, our hearts will sing. Blessed be the King of Kings. Our hearts will sing, our hearts will sing.
What are those voices? Young people, is it a voice that tells you to look a certain way? That says you're really going to be satisfied in who you are if you measure this, if you look like that, if your complexion is this? Is it really that security of knowing what your paycheck's going to be like until you hit the grave? Is that the voice you're allowing to come in to steal, kill, and destroy? Because money's tangible, money brings a pseudo sense of security, but it's there and it pays for bills, it pays for water, it pays for electricity. Is it value? Is it people's approval? Is that the voice you're looking for? So you'll change your doctrine, you'll listen to all kinds of voices just to hear that person say, I love you and I care about you. You'll change your behavior, you'll follow a different shepherd, you'll run off the cliff, you'll allow yourself to be eaten. Some of you are sitting right in the middle being devoured by another voice, another shepherd, a thief that stepped in. Can I encourage you? Be honest with that. Be honest where you're at and look to listen for the true voice.
That was a clip from Jared Rumley's sermon on I Am the Door. Some of your Bibles may say I Am the Gateway. And the concept, once again, we touched on this a couple weeks ago. We're doing an I Am series at The Well, and Jesus has 7 I Am statements in the book of John. And so each week we are kind of going through one of these I Am statements. And if you remember last summer, the summer teaching series, different teachers are teaching at different campuses. And so, Jane, I don't know, did you hear PJ's or?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so one of the things with I guess a teaching team and difference of voices or whatever. I did feel like Jared and PJ's message was very different. However, I think the scripture is the same. The scripture is the exact.
He wasn't teaching out of a different Bible.
No, he wasn't teaching out of a different Bible. But you may have heard a very different message depending on what
a
service.
A different voice.
Yes.
Yeah, a different voice depending on which church which service and
attended.
Which building you went to. Yeah, yeah. And I didn't have an opportunity to hear the fig sermon, but
yeah, I didn't either.
So maybe explain kind of where did PJ take it a little bit with his sermon, if you don't mind.
She just said she didn't hear it.
I did too.
Oh, no, no, she heard it.
I heard PJ. I didn't hear Jared.
Okay. Oh, my bad. I thought
so. I heard Jared. So maybe share with kind of where PJ took it.
Yeah. So PJ was talking. He talked a lot about like what that would mean then, where a sheep's pen is like a like concrete slab around the, or like fencing or whatever that's short. Or
right.
I don't know how to explain it. But there's one doorway to get in and out. So right. If you were a sheep that was being led through that door, then it was safe that way to go in and out that way. But if you were going over the wall, then you were being stolen by a thief. So right. Basically saying like, don't be a thief by like taking the credit where the Lord deserves the credit.
Mm-hmm.
Be the person that points people to Jesus, points people to the door.
Right.
Of safety and security and all of those things.
Maybe what I noticed between the two is that PJ focused a lot on obviously Christ being the door and really turning towards Christ, looking to Christ as someone who we need to go to, mm-hmm. and looking to Christ as someone who we need to follow. And I think Brad's going to, there's a lot of connections with what Brad's going to talk to as the good shepherd. Mm-hmm. Who do we follow in a sense? Mm-hmm. And I think where Jared took his was more on almost what not to do in a sense.
Okay.
Basically to not be that thief. And he used the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy passage. Yeah. And he more focused on that a little bit. And even in the sermon clip you hear from Jared, it focuses on that concept of whose voice are you listening to? Who mm-hmm. are you following? Is it Christ? Are you going through that door that is Christ? Mm-hmm. Or are you listening to other voices helping persuade who you are? And so there was a little bit of a difference there.
Yeah.
And I felt like PJ really... both good messages. PJ just focused a little bit more on Christ mm-hmm. being that, in a sense,
satisfaction.
Yeah, the satisfaction that we should mm-hmm. turn to mm-hmm. and we should look to. And like you just said, not giving other things or other people credit when Christ deserves that yeah. credit.
Because he gave an example of like, he said that if you were to ask Sherry where she gets her security and fulfillment, if she said it was him, that he would be so happy that he has that to offer Sherry. But
PJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That if Sherry said PJ was what
right.
gave her fulfillment yeah. and satisfaction and safety or whatever, but that as a husband, he should be pointing her to finding that satisfaction, leading her to finding that in Christ. And that was a cool, and I had somebody say to me yesterday, like, they'd never been to a church that, somebody had told them that they'd never been to a church that the pastor uses himself as an example.
Really?
That before they've been to a place where it's like the pastor's telling them, you're wrong if you're doing this. This is how you're living your life incorrectly. Mm. But to hear a pastor say, like, this is how I struggle with God, Jesus as the door. Just to have a real example was cool to that person to see, like, you're not higher than me. You're not almighty than me. You're a normal person and you struggle with it too. Absolutely.
I think I take it for granted. I mean, because I was like, what?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't another pastor do it? I guess that's how it is.
It creates authenticity.
Yeah.
One thing Brad tells us in our sermons is that we are not, I mean, not necessarily not allowed to, but he strongly encourages us not to use the word you.
Yeah.
So when you're addressing the audience, you don't address it as you guys need to work on this.
Yeah.
You need to listen to what Jesus has to say. It's we need to listen to what Jesus says. Let Jesus mm-hmm. infiltrate our hearts, mm-hmm. not
good morning, you know, sinners.
Yeah. and it is that concept of you are in the trenches of sin just like everybody
totally.
Else is. And
you've been saved from the same thing as everybody
right.
else has been saved from.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that example that PJ gave with, you know, regarding Sherry, and I think we do mm-hmm. it in all different areas. We give people or things credit. I mean, just little things like, oh, man, how amazing is Mother Nature? Or,
yeah.
you know, you could... even going to a church, oh man, that pastor is great. That mm-hmm. guy giving that sermon is just fantastic, and not recognizing, no, this is God's church. Mm-hmm. God is leading this church. He's leading that person. And mm-hmm. and just constantly looking as Christ, as the one who ultimately mm-hmm. leads and guides people. And I think that if I was to say, oh man, like, what did I walk away with the most? I'd say it's reassurance in that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not necessarily, I mean, I do struggle with hearing other voices from other people and like, what does society tell me about myself, or what doors am I thinking I should go through, or, you know, what thieves am I looking at? I struggle with those kind of things, but I think the thing I needed to hear from just a simple, like, I mean, it's good to know, a reassurance of like, man, Christ is there, and Christ mm-hmm. is that door, and he mm-hmm. wants you to constantly go to him, I think is, for me, really reassuring.
Well, and not only what thieves do we need to watch out for, but how are we being a thief?
Right.
And that was challenging to me in the sense of, like, even working with my high schoolers, or I meet with a girl who wants to know more about the Lord, and, like, trying to remember that, like, when I take the credit for them, like, realizing something, or when I take the credit for, hopefully this girl does come to Christ, like, if I were to take the credit from that, I'm robbing her from seeing Jesus through that situation. Like, yeah. It has nothing to do with me. It's Christ through me. And, like, remembering, like, it's not my job to save these girls. It's not my job to produce a light bulb moment for them. It's sure. all how the Lord's working through me or working through them that they're going to see Jesus in that way, and thinking, like, how am I getting in the way of that, and of taking credit, or of even taking credit personally and not, like, them knowing.
Right.
But yeah, that was challenging to me of, I'm not their savior. I'm not the one who is going to make them believe. I can let myself be used by God, but ultimately that's the only thing, is me being used by the Lord. So. Right.
It's a weird thing. It's a weird place to be in, because you have to be relaxed mm-hmm. and just let it happen. Mm-hmm. And then you also are trying to be conscious that you're not taking credit and you're not being too yeah. much. It ain't easy.
Yeah. Brad oftentimes does the whole thing of, like, this is God's church, you know, mm-hmm. and God's a senior, Jesus is the senior pastor of this church. And I appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, little things like that, I think, reiterate that point, versus a lot of people think, man, look at this church. It's growing. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Look what we're doing. Look mm-hmm. at me. I mean, even little things with how you raise your kids. My parents yeah. always would say, when I would say, like, man, when are you guys going to give me my allowance and my money? They would always go, that's God's money. Mm-hmm. And this is, and, you know, oh, I did good in a sporting event or whatever. And it's like, yeah, I did great. Did you guys see what I did? And it's like, no, did you see what God did through yeah. you? You know? And I think it's just reiterating that point is huge, mm-hmm. Not only in your family, but, you know, with what Jared and PJ and Corey all said. I think yeah. that's such a huge point to walk away with, that it's mm-hmm. not us, you know?
And it's staying humble in the process too, right. where you're not blowing yourself up. And I think it's funny, because I've always thought of the people who are like, well, to God be the glory. I'm like, you're crazy. Like, that's not yeah. really what you mean, but maybe it is, you
it's
know?
Just, the thing that's weird about it is, like, nobody talks like that. Nobody, yeah. Nobody. And every time, what's his name? Tebow.
Tim
takes
Tebow.
A knee, and people are just like, this guy.
Watch out. Jane's a big Tebow fan.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's, and he's a good guy. But every time you just look like a weirdo, you know? And it's just sure. like, yeah. what do you, I literally, as you guys were talking back and forth, I was literally thinking about how, well, shoot, man, how do I give credit mm-hmm. to God for you know, what I do? I do stand-up comedy. I'm going to tell a joke and be laughing. I'll be like, hey, don't laugh for me. Laugh for Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, like, people would lose, or if I, like, just pointed up every time people would look at me like a weirdo. They'd stop wanting to know what I had to say.
Yeah.
Because they'd be like, this guy's a little goofed out. Well, you know, so I don't know how to do that.
I think a lot of it doesn't even have to be verbal. It's yeah. just in how you conduct yourself. Yeah. And, like, if you, after a show, you're acting like a big shot because right. people thought you were funny, like, that's prideful. But if you're just a normal, mellow guy about it, and you're not like letting it go to your head that you're like this awesome comedian and you're like, the funniest person ever.
I think that's different. Yeah, I agree with you, Jane. I think that's why the media has grabbed a hold of a guy like Tebow mm-hmm. and ran with it, because I don't think he's a prideful guy. I don't think he's trying to get attention for himself. But I think if he would just be in an interview and somebody would say to him, like, man, he did really good, and he would be like, thank you. Versus yeah. like, man, as God be the glory, he's yeah. doing some great things. You know, there's a mm-hmm. difference of just the way that he were to live his life totally. Is different. And right. I agree, Kevin. I really agree with Jane. It's just, I think it's how you live your life, and with humility and recognizing that Christ is the door, mm-hmm. recognizing that Christ is the one mm-hmm. Who is doing these things in your life. And you don't have to say like, you know, glory be to the God, Father. Right. But more like, yeah, thanks for that. And mm-hmm. you know in your heart, like, God, thank you for
totally.
That.
Totally. And so much of our communication is nonverbal.
Right.
And like, Jesus didn't spend his whole time like shouting out God or whatever.
Right.
Like,
right.
I'm in some senses, he did that, but his life was, he led life by an example of being humble. Yeah. And I think there's so much to learn from that of like, he was an everyday guy doing everyday things, teaching things in everyday examples.
Right.
And like, he did it in a way that he didn't sin, and he did it in a way that people wanted to follow him.
Right.
So like, in our lives, what are the things that we do that people want, that make people want to follow Jane, or that make people see how Jane's living and want to follow Jesus because of that?
Right.
I want to follow Jane because she speaks in the third person.
Did you just call me a he?
No,
I want to
no,
follow Jane because he speaks in the third person.
Oh, she was silent.
Now, Jane, I think it happened at all services, but they did a really cool thing this past Sunday where they read scripture at the beginning of the service.
And they stood while they read scripture.
Yeah, and I thought it was awesome.
Gosh, I went to a church for a little while where they would read the passage that the pastor is going to teach. And when they did that, the whole congregation stood. And I love that.
Yeah, I love it too.
I geek out about that. Because it shows such reverence for the Bible. And
yeah, I think it'd be weird if we did it every single week.
I would love it.
I don't know if the well that fits the well.
Yeah, it probably doesn't.
But I loved the originality of it and the difference in it. And I think it's just, yeah, I totally agree. The reverence of the mm-hmm. scripture, all of the above. But I loved it this week. I thought it was great. Yeah. And if you were at any of the services, they did it. And it's just it was a cool thing. It's switching mm-hmm. things up a little bit. And I know that I appreciated it, as did other people as well. So,
yeah, that's one cool thing about the sermon series this summer are the different elements that they're putting into things of like that. And then like there was a prayer team after the service, and we did that a couple weeks ago too. And then last week doing the candles, and
yeah,
even though we almost burnt the North Campus down. I mean,
ooh, don't tell the fire marshal.
How did we almost do that?
A battalion chief was actually in the service.
Was
and
he?
I lit the candle he was holding.
Because I don't know. Tripping.
Yeah.
Did we really almost light the North Campus on fire?
So a girl, I mean, it could have. I don't think it would. The sprinklers would have put it out. But a girl's paper, the paper that catches the wax,
uh-huh.
caught on fire. So at the 7, it happened at the 7. And, you know, at the end, like, the worship song ends and Brad's like, okay, everybody blow out your candle and you're supposed to be in complete darkness to, like, symbolize life without Christ.
Right.
Well, everything went dark except for this girl, this one girl whose paper caught on fire. So she's, like, trying to blow it out and it would just stoke the fire. So,
That's funny.
Brad's, like, trying to say the thing about, like, how Jesus is the light in your life or whatever.
See how dark
and
it is.
And he's like, this one girl's paper's on fire, so he told her to throw it on the ground and stomp on it, and she threw it on the chair.
And stomped on the chair?
No. Luckily, it hit the metal part and didn't catch the chair on fire, but...
Wow, that's funny.
I guarantee you that somebody did that.
On purpose, you think?
She seemed like a sweet girl.
No,
those candles got pretty small by the end.
Yeah.
That's the fifth service that those candles had been lit
that
for
makes sense.
4 minutes. Each time?
Nope. I'm sticking to my story. Somebody messed with her.
Maybe she's a fan of the Spoutcast, so let's not...
Her name's Carly.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to give her an out.
Yeah.
It's probably one
someone
of,
was messing with
some
her.
Some punk kid going, oh, watch, see what's going to happen. I'm going to let Carly's paper on fire. Look at the watch. Brad's up on stage sweating.
Well, we got a few more sermons in the I Am series. And so stay tuned for that. Brad's speaking this next week on I Am the Good Shepherd. Looking forward to that. Up next, we're going to have an interview with Parker Overturf, as well as listen to some more music from Josh Fox.
You are my shepherd who cares for me. You lie me down in fields of green. By quiet waters, restore my soul. For your name's sake, guide me on righteous roads. Oh my Jesus, you know me by name. You will lead me with kindness and grace. I will follow wherever you go. With all my life I trust you, heart and soul.
All right, we are back and we are here with my friend and yours. Second appearance on the show?
Yep, number this, two.
Number two, close to PJ, very close to PJ. this is Parker Overturf. Parker's been on the show before. And if you heard our episode, I don't know, five, six episodes ago, PJ sort of mentioned some of the changes going on in Kids Connection a little bit. Yeah. And one of the changes is that Parker, what was your job for the last year and a half?
Yeah, I worked with WSM and Christian and did programs, so services and events and camps and stuff like that. So kind of helped organize those.
Probably like, I don't know, was it maybe 3 months ago, 2 months ago? Yeah. You and I were chatting and PJ was kind of looking into Kids Connection Director, and somehow your name got tossed into the mix of potentially being a fifth and sixth grade director. Is that what you would say?
Yeah.
And so kind of, I know you, that's sort of your job, but kind of go over what is the whole scope of what your job's now at the Well?
Yeah. Kind of just, overseeing fifth and sixth grade. So we're kind of creating a new kind of youth group ministry for fifth and sixth graders specifically. So kind of bringing some leadership to that, kind of leading groups on Sundays, and then also just being a part of the Wednesday night, or kind of leading the Wednesday night group that we're going to start up in the fall.
Yeah, and the Well thus far has not had a Wednesday night, like midweek expression for fifth and sixth grade.
Yeah.
So this will be new.
Yeah, just brand new. We're calling it 516, kind of the ministry as a whole. And so, yeah, we're super excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got tons of stuff going on. There's like a Wednesday nights, Sundays are going to be really similar to what they've been doing, but then also just a web show and stuff like that. So we're pumped about some stuff.
Yeah. If you go on to the Kids Connection website, the main video is a web show.
Yeah.
And it's called the 516 show, but it's not necessarily for fifth and sixth graders.
No, it is. And okay. For them and their parents, and just to kind of get, it's a way for us to get information out to them.
Okay.
But then also just introduce a series. We're going to have every 6 weeks, there'll be a new series. And so kind of introducing that series for the.
And so maybe explain what these videos are.
Yeah, it's basically, actually, Kevin is our host, mm-hmm. and it's a good time. Yeah.
I'm a big deal.
He hosts it, and we do some kid interviews, some news, so kind of announcements, what's going on with fifth and sixth grade. And then we try to find somebody to interview that kind of goes along with the series. And so someone, it could be a kid that's making a difference or an adult, just someone in the that we know or someone that we have contact with that just making a difference for the Lord in whatever area they're in. So it's pretty fun.
So right now in fifth and sixth grade, you guys are in a series, and this video ties in with that, or how does that?
The first one is just kind of a pilot, kind of a teaser kind of for what's to come. And so right now we're just going through the summer with just the rest of the Kids Connection curriculum that we've been using all summer.
Sure.
And then in the fall, it'll switch to Anatomy of Disciple curriculum for kids. So
cool. And you're editing and making those videos and
yeah, shooting it. For the most part, got a lot of help.
Kevin, so you're the host, huh?
Yep.
Just gonna make fun of kids. Is that what you do?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is your name Kevin on the show?
Yes, I'm okay. Still me. I feel like it shouldn't be me though, because then the kids are gonna look up online and be like, "Wait a second, this guy that doesn't just do kid comedy."
You do. You're Kevin Tinkin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The 516 host.
What should I? What should my name?
Well, I didn't know if it was just like just Kevin.
It's, I think it's my full name.
Or if it's Kevin Tinkin.
Calgon Tin Can.
Kevon Tin Can.
We could change
like,
it though.
Like Stefan Urkel. That's your.
That's true.
Kevon
when I go into my machine and I turn into a really good kids show host.
There you go. A really like attractive and suave kids show host.
I feel like I'm already in the after though.
Yeah, you already. Yeah, I would like I'm to see there. The before of Kevin.
Hey, how come 516?
Yeah.
Yeah. 516, Kevin, you can talk about it just as much as I can, but. If based on Matthew 5:16, kind of that let your light shine verse, and so we just want kids to live that out.
That's cool.
But also the 5 and the 1 looks like a dash, and that's then true. The 6, so 5th and 6th.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
I don't know if you were going for that, but did you tilt the 1 a little bit?
No, some of the stuff we've done has been tilted, but we're not going to.
You're not going to tilt the 1. Yeah, okay. I feel like I saw something where the 1 was tilted a little bit, and I was like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, my 5th and 6th grade ministry was called the 56ers, and for 2 years, I didn't understand, like, why is it called the 56ers? I don't get it. Like, then they're like, because 5th grade and 6th grade.
Oh,
so,
there you go.
I guess, I mean, one of the – here's a couple of things I'm excited about. One of the challenges at the Well is that there's kids ministry as a whole, and kids ministry really is a tough job because it ranges all the way from a tiny infant all the way to a 6th grader. And oftentimes when you're running such a large ministry, you're doing curriculums and everything's kind of all over the place as far as age-wise. And then you have this preteen, pre-like middle school, high school age group that's they're still kids, but they're not junior hires yet, if that makes sense. Right. So they're really looking for their voice. They're really looking for a place. And thus far, the Well really hasn't had anything for those kids. I think right now, a kid, if they were a 6th grader, and this is the vibe that I've gotten from many of the 6th grade students gone into 7th grade, they feel like they just go to Sunday school.
Right.
And it's not ministry for them, geared towards them. And so what 516 is really doing is, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's really, PJ's used the language, creating a new junior high.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We just recognize they're more like 7th and 8th graders than they are like 1st and 2nd graders. And so just treating them a little bit kind of coming from student ministries, PJ kind of being a part of student ministries for a long time, kind of coming at it from that angle, from a student ministries perspective, maybe a little bit more than a children's perspective. So yeah, it's good.
And so one of the cool things is that if you've ever been by our North Campus, there's a lot of construction going on here. And with the construction, there's this building that they're building that's gonna be a shared 5th, 6th grade, junior high, high school building. I would say it's the middle building. That building will be every midweek. That's where 5th and 6th grade will be, right?
Yep. It'll just be, like you said, junior high school, but definitely on Wednesday nights, 5th and 6th graders kind of have a large group, kind of youth group environment.
Now, are you going to show that 516 video that night, or 516 is just an online type thing? Or
yeah, it'll usually come out the new series are going to start on Wednesday. And so it'll usually come out the Monday before the next series starts. Kind of they can watch it at their house or whatever they're on the online and check it out before they come on Wednesday.
On their iPads?
Yep.
All the 5th and 6th grade
cell phones.
iPads.
They got them, man.
No, I know. I know. A kid brought his iPad to camp with us this past week. We went to a junior high camp and he brought his iPad. And this is like literally the first thing he said. He's like, "Do they give the Wi-Fi password out?" Or I'm like, "Sorry, man, not that type of camp. Sorry, buddy."
Oh, that's funny. But,
$20.
Guys serve espressos? Gotta have a hard time getting up in the morning.
For me, I'm really excited about it because it helps the junior high group. It really helps feed into the junior high group. And if you you know, Parker and I worked together in junior high, and one of the things we noticed is that year after year, the sixth grade class kept getting smaller and smaller that would graduate into junior high. And over time, I think it starts to build back up throughout the year, but we never have a solid initial first base. And I think it's because a lot of those kids either sit with their parents in church, or as we've heard from multiple families, they send their kids to a different church's fifth and sixth grade youth group, sure. You know? And it's just something that the well hasn't, it hasn't existed yet. Right. And for being an 11-year-old church, I think it's probably time to say, hey, let's put our best foot forward and have a killer fifth and sixth grade ministry. Are you excited for this transition? I know it was tough in the beginning.
Yeah, it's always weird kind of moving in from one department to another and just sure. kind of, but I think we're making some progress. I think the team that we have in kids is really fun to work with. Yeah. Kelly and Kip and PJ, when he gets here. And so,
sure.
Yeah, I think I'm excited about just the – I think it fits my personality really well. You and I talked about it a little bit, just starting something new, kind of being able to kind of shape it and kind of, it's really fun for me. So sure. I'm looking forward to kind of being able to launch in the fall. It feels like right now it's been kind of make the transition in June when I switched over, and then kind of just wait till the fall. So
right.
we're looking forward to.
I don't to look at you leaving WSM. I still look at, I feel like, you and I are probably going to still work together a lot, totally. Just with transitions and whatnot. Yeah. But I definitely, from my perspective, it was like really hard because I should have never mentioned your name, but because I thought for sure you wouldn't say yes. Right. But I knew that if you did, it would be really good for you. And then PJ asked you and you said yes. And I was like, wait, what happened to my program guy?
You know? Gave him up. Wow.
Well, Brad always says like, and I appreciate this about Brad. He always says like, always have your resume updated. And anytime somebody asks you, who do you think would be good for it? Or we have this job opening or whatever, always toss out people who you think, even though you would love that, you love them on your staff. Do you right. know what I mean? Yeah. And so it's just the concept of like, God's in control, not us, you know? And, but I'm really happy for you. And I mean, I think it's gonna be great. I even think the first video, you know, Kevin, bringing Kevin back, there's no more buckets, but if you enjoyed the bucket.
You did okay, huh, Kev?
It was funny.
It was a good time. I had a lot of fun with the kids.
Yeah. He probably made fun of kids for 8 solid minutes.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I didn't make fun of them, but they're just like, they're ridiculous. Like, they say the most ridiculous stuff. It's amazing.
They say the darndest things, huh?
Kids, they totally. Say the darndest things.
Oh, man. Bill Cosby.
It was just good times. I don't know. You got to riff on it with them yeah. and stuff. Yeah. And they're yeah. just, I'm kind of a goofball
kinda.
Child anyway. Yeah. So.
Hey, so my question.
Yeah.
What's it like sharing an office with PJ?
You know, it's good so far. You
yeah.
know? Sherry brings in some treats every once
yeah,
in a while.
That's
we
perk.
Get a share. But no, it's been really fun. I don't know. We get along really well. So yeah. it's been
He's not like annoying or anything.
He's annoying to me, but
no quarrels yet.
Today he got an iPhone. A yeah. couple weeks ago, and he got one of those like book covers case.
Oh,
kind of
yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
So sad. I walked by and he's talking on a book. So I went and grabbed a huge Bible and went, hey, PJ, how's it going? He didn't think it was that funny.
Yeah, that's another transition.
It was really funny.
Parker's
he's just pretty good, solid sense of humor.
Yeah.
So. Parker's now in an office. So really, you took you a go. Step straight up.
Man. Just
right to the
WSM
top.
Stinks, yeah. man.
Sure does.
Don't even get an office.
Cubicles.
I know, lame-o. But the fifth and sixth graders right now, they're at camp, correct? They're at Hume Lake? Or?
Yep, some of them are, yeah.
Okay, cool. I met a crew of sixth graders that went to camp with us last week, and they were in my car, and I was telling them, hey, you know, we got this fifth and sixth grade thing. And they're like, what? Like all upset about it. Like we had nothing. You know, I was like, yeah, sorry about that. But
that's awesome.
They're excited. And if you're a parent who listens to this show and you have a fifth and sixth grader, even a fourth grader
yeah.
coming up, this is something to definitely buy into. And Parker's obviously available, needs volunteers, needs totally. Leaders. I mean, he is literally creating a junior high group for fifth and sixth graders. So everybody and everything that it takes to run a junior high group is the same for fifth and sixth grade. And so I'm excited for you.
Thanks,
you also just had a kid too.
Yep.
So a lot of things happening all at
it's
once.
Getting crazy.
What's your son's name?
Keegan. Or no. Keegan's our first son.
You named both your kids Keegan.
Keegan 1 and Keegan 2. No, Grayson.
Grayson.
Yeah.
and healthy. Everything good so far?
Yeah, he's doing great. He's getting big. I don't know. You haven't seen him for a little bit.
But I saw a photo, and I literally asked Dale. I was like, hey, whose kid is this?
Oh, gosh.
I was 100% serious. Like, that's a big boy. And yeah. Keegan is a tiny guy.
Yeah.
So it is very different.
Yeah, we haven't had a life group for a little bit. And everyone that we've seen so far that's in our life group, Christian or the Deeces and stuff, they look at a picture, they see him, and they're like, what happened? You know?
Yeah. Like, he's just night and day. Yeah, he's a huge boy. But he'll start thinning out over time.
I think so.
He's a big kid.
Yeah, he's pretty big.
That's not a bad thing.
No.
I mean, he's what, like 3 months? Jeez, Christian, give the kid a break.
I'm just saying. You know?
Man.
Twinkies are coming back. You gotta be careful. You know, you gotta be
the
careful.
Youth of America.
Long nights still, or?
Not too bad. Pretty good. He's starting to get a little more normal schedule, so it's been good.
How's Keegan's adjustment to having a little brother?
You know, he's doing pretty good. He's figuring out how rough to be. He'd try to give him a hug and then just be like, hey, you know, we're like, hey, chill out. But
how old is Keegan?
He just turned 2 in March. So
he's not going to figure it out for a bit.
Yeah. He's just like, hey, why does he want to play?
Him a couple of times.
Yeah. He wants to play so bad.
Yeah.
We're just like, hey, just got to wait. So he's doing good though. He loves to hold him and hang out with him. So.
There is, you know, Keegan reminds me a lot of this kid who is featured oftentimes on Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know if you've ever seen, like, on YouTube, this little kid who shoots basketballs, and his name's Titus. Trick Shot Titus is what they call him. And, like, I mean, he never misses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I've seen Keegan, like, he loves playing basketball. I'm like, dude, you could do that with Keegan. Just keep going at it. Just Trick Shot Keegan, dude. He would kill it.
Dude, that'd be funny.
You gotta name
him something other than Trick Shot.
Well, I'm spitballing here. All right? Not an improv comic.
Kickball. Maybe he's into that.
Yeah, maybe he can kick it and it goes into the
hoop. True. That'd be a YouTube hit.
Kaleidoscope.
Like crazy.
This is my small bet on Keegan. I will make this $5 bet to anybody who'd like to take it. I think Keegan becomes a star athlete one day.
Really?
Yeah. We'll
see.
Or a star athlete. One of the two. All right.
It's true. He does like sports.
Yeah, he's really into sports for such a young age.
Whatever's on TV, he's into it. So.
That's funny. I love how loud he talks.
He does talk really loud.
when we were doing health screening on Saturday, and he was just, I mean, it was echoey in the whatever that lobby, but he's loud.
Yeah, he doesn't have an inside voice, so it's just one level all the time.
Should get Keegan on the 516 show.
Yeah.
Do it.
Seriously.
That'd be funny.
Well, cool. Yeah, it's basically to find that 516 show, you go on the Kids Connection website through the well. You can see the recent episode.
Yep.
There'll be a new one coming up probably in 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, right after Stay of the Church.
Right after Stay of the Church. And they'll probably make some announcements about kids stuff at Stay of the Church.
Uh-huh.
And then as far as the launch of 516, it's coming in September.
Actually, the Wednesday after Stay of the Church, it'll all start launching.
So that's the last Wednesday of August?
Like the 28th or something like that.
Okay, sweet.
So
yeah, that's awesome. And so that'll start during the midweek service.
Yep.
And if you have a 5th and 6th grader, man, get a hold of Parker at the Well Community, because I'm excited for it.
Wellcommunity.org.
The Wellcommunity.org. Yeah. but I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, man.
What were you going to say?
Can you still do the @twcc.org?
No, it doesn't work anymore.
Why not?
Blame John Cotman.
Yeah, I'm
stinking Cotman.
Well, cool, Parker. We're looking forward to interviewing you 6 months into 516 and just see how it's going. And I'm super excited. You know that.
Yeah.
And so I look forward to getting the sixth graders and them all going, I miss Parker. And it's like, now you got me, suckers. And I know they're going to hate me.
Then they start crying.
They're going to hate me. Parker's such a nicer person than me, so.
Yeah. I don't know.
Thanks. All right.
Truth.
He's really nice.
He is a nice guy. Stay tuned as we close out the show, and we'll listen to some more Josh Fox.
Sorrow will be washed away.
we're back in the thing, and we're going to end it. So, hey, welcome back. We're leaving.
Kevin seems to think that this segment is a complete, an utter waste of time.
No, it's just ridiculous that we have a short segment at the end that's literally, hey, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to tell you we're going to leave.
I bet there's a fan out there that this is their favorite segment of the
Because of this. Because we shoot the breeze at the end. We should call it breeze shooting sessions.
In the background, we have like lightly Winds of Change music or something. one thing that we do have coming up is there's a discovery class this Saturday.
Yeah.
So if you haven't taken one of those,
8:30 at the North Campus.
If you haven't taken one of those, sign up for that. Also, you can listen and re-listen to some old I Am series stuff. There's also t-shirts for the series that you can order online that you may see some people.
Any sleeveless
I think
t-shirts?
You have to order them by July 19th.
Any sleeveless t-shirts? Yeah. Is that what you're looking for?
Any V-necks?
Yeah. You just order the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then cut
the sleeves off.
That's what Sam does.
Cut the V. That's what he had a deep V going on today.
Sam Hart takes his shirts and cuts basically them into a V. So
I wish I was so cool like that. I cannot be cool like that.
No, it's cool, dude. You're good. You still rocking those big dog shirts, so you're good.
Big dog. I wish.
Well, the only other thing is that State of the Church is coming up here pretty soon, August 25th, I believe.
That's the truth.
And so mark your calendars. That's going to be a ton of fun. We got some cool things planned. And one thing we do have planned, and Dave's going to give me a thumbs up or thumbs down here, but we are planning on doing a live Spoutcast recording at State of the Church.
We sure are. Uh-huh.
And so,
exciting.
I guess what's going to happen is there's about an hour before as people are showing up, and our job is to kind of be what?
Okay.
What? I'm excited about this.
I thought it was going
to okay,
be during
Kevin.
The
you don't
sermon.
Have to be there.
Well, I don't necessarily know what's happening
just
per se.
Just me and
but
Christian.
The idea,
you're fired.
The idea or the thought is that we are interviewing people walking in, getting their thoughts on State of the Church, and then maybe during State of the Church, we're recording kind of behind the scenes, talking about what's going on.
It's like a red carpet show.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Like,
but apparently,
I pull
Kevin
somebody up and I say,
buzzkill.
Hey, how's it going? What are you wearing tonight? Who are you wearing tonight?
Who are you wearing?
I'm wearing Christ tonight.
That's right.
What do you think it should be? Because really, it's pencil on a paper right now.
Here's what I want.
Okay.
I want us to be in a soundproof glass box.
Oh, gosh.
In the middle of everybody.
But above.
With a speaker piping in what's going on.
And oxygen.
Got to have oxygen.
So you want us to be commentators of what's happening.
Oh, and he's going up the stage. He's got a laser pointer and a clicker. I'm assuming that's for the slideshow.
Is that what you're hoping for? A commentary, like DVD commentary?
Yeah.
Really?
Sure. Yeah.
What is that show where, or maybe it's not a show. Yeah. It's a channel that has movies, but in
Mystery
the front.
Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to be that? You want to be the robot sitting in the front row?
Well, we'll figure it out. But tentatively, Dave is getting together some recording stuff for us to record at State of the Church. Not sure what that's going to look like exactly. But if you have never met us or you're looking to be on the show, that is your opportunity.
Dave, can I have a Britney Spears microphone? Hit me, baby, one more time.
So that's...
No. Oh, yeah, you could.
Britney Spears music next week?
Maybe.
All right. Well, this is the spell.
No, wait, hold on.
What, you got something?
You have something.
I want to close it out.
Okay. No, it's mine.
No, he could say that. He could say that.
You can say something after. Hey, thanks for joining us on Shooting the Breeze with Christian, Jane, and Kevin.
This is the spout.
And we're out. Oh, my gosh. You're the weirdest.
By your grace we have come, you are the great forgiver. Through the cross love is won, our sins are gone forever. Now we are yours, Lord, you will never let us go. Never let us go. We shout your praises, we sing your love, we raise our voices to lift you up. Once lost, forever found, dry bones raised from the ground, our hearts are yours.